Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Queenie Kim, I'm Julie Small. California will soon begin loosening voter-approved restrictions on where registered sex offenders can live. As the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains, the move follows a recent state Supreme Court ruling.
After voters passed Jessica's Law in 2006, all convicted sex offenders on parole were banned from living within a half a mile of schools or parks where kids play. But earlier this month, the state Supreme Court said a blanket restriction was unconstitutional, adding it drove many sex offenders to live on the streets, making it harder for the state to keep track of them. That decision applied only to San Diego County, but after reviewing it, Attorney General Kamala Harris advised the Corrections Department to implement it statewide. But there are exceptions. The housing restrictions will still apply to sex offenders convicted of crimes involving children under the age of 14. There are roughly 6,000 sex offenders on parole in California. All will continue being monitored with GPS. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
Yesterday, we told you about a mother and her son who waded across the Rio Grande to escape death threats in El Salvador. Here's the thing. If the boy had crossed the border alone, the government would have sent him to stay with a relative, in his case, with his father in California. But because the boy came with his mom, ICE locked them up. Immigration authorities started detaining families last summer to manage a spike in Central American migrants. But advocates say locking up children violates a decades-old agreement. They're making that case next month in a federal court in Los Angeles.
Get in.
Mini? 6-year-old Jose is with his parents in their kitchen south of San Francisco. He can't speak clearly. He just had his tonsils out. But his parents understand what he wants. He's begging for his daddy to pick him up. Stephanie says her slender son's regained some of the weight he lost in the detention center, but he can't shake the memory of his 6 weeks there.
Eso no se le olvida él. Porque siempre cualquier cosa...
He hasn't forgotten. He says, Mama, when we were locked up, he's always referring to that time when we were locked up.
Stephanie asked that we not use the family's last name. She's afraid of retaliation by their attackers. Her husband fled El Salvador after men from an opposing political party threatened to kill him. When they turned on Jose and his mom, she did what any mom would do. She tried to protect him.
My only thought was to save my life. And the life of my son.
But there's a lot she could not protect him from, like when Border Patrol agents put them in a holding cell. Stephanie says it was freezing, more so because their clothes were still wet from crossing the river.
¿Y el gran frío que hace?
It was terribly cold. I was shivering. My son was shivering. And he said, Mama, I can't bear it. It hurt me to see him. Dear God, if I couldn't stand it, imagine how it was for my son.
And when ICE moved them to the family detention center in Karnes, Texas, they were assigned to a room with three other families and confined there every night from 6 p.m. till morning. From their second floor window, Jose could see cars passing by on the highway. Stephanie says he thought a door in the cafeteria was the way out to that road.
Every day my son would ask me, when are we going to go through that door?
Many of the mothers and children Stephanie met had stayed 3 months.
That's such a long time, 3 months. But I'd tell him, soon, baby, soon.
Carlos Holguin with the Center for Human Rights and Constitutional Law says children aren't supposed to be locked up, even with their mothers. Nearly 20 years ago, the government agreed to minimize detention of underage migrants and to move them to the least restrictive environment as soon as possible, like the home of a relative. Holguin says ICE family detention centers are the opposite of that.
Anyone who's been to the Karnes facility in particular will note that it is like an institution, it is like a jail. There's a sally port that one goes through after passing through metal detection, high block walls.
Holguin's filed a motion to stop ICE from locking up children with their moms. The motion has its first hearing next month at the U.S. District Court in Los Angeles. Government attorneys will argue for greater powers to detain children. ICE recently expanded its capacity for families. Three centers can now hold 3,400 people at a time. ICE officials would only provide a written statement. They said housing children with their parents is, quote, an effective and humane alternative for maintaining family unity as families go through immigration proceedings or await return to their home countries. But Joanne Kelsey with the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service says confining children in this way can cause lasting psychological damage.
When a child sees
that their mother isn't making decisions for them, that a guard is saying, this is when you can eat, this is what you can eat, this is where you can go, this is what you can do, the child loses that feeling of protection.
No, tenía miedo. Solo me preguntaba que por qué pasaba eso.
He would ask me, why is this happening to us? And when can I go to my dad? He would say, I want to be with my dad. I don't want to be here.
With the help of a volunteer attorney, Stephanie applied for asylum, and she and her son were released last November to await their court date. Jose does not like to talk about his time in detention. He does talk about a volunteer who put them up on the night they got out. Jose calls her the good lady, and he wants her to come visit him in California. And that's the California Report for Friday, March 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Guy Marzorati directed the show. The producer was Vinnie Tong. The editing team includes Tyke Hendricks, Ted Goldberg, and John Myers. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED.